The dress displayed before you is certainly not the most elegant or elaborate of costumes in the Ransom Center collections, but it's one of my favorites, because it shows the signs of wear that are typical of a life in the theater. Photographs such as those on display show this costume in various stages of its life. At one point, there was a ruffle around the collar, and the decorative jewels were added late. There are tears on the front, and gussets or extensions were added to the back of the skirt, either because the actress Rosalind Iden's body had changed or to allow another slightly fuller-figured woman to wear it. This is a dress that worked hard. It was adapted to suit the changing tastes of audiences, a dress that traveled across continents for decades, and likely appeared in significantly more productions than just the Donald Wolfe at Shakespeare Company's Much Ado About Nothing. Its history is marked in the rips and tears of the fabric. Take a close look at the costume. What can you tell about the actress who wore it? What does it say about Wolfe's aesthetic, or what his production of Much Ado looked like? What can you learn about the actress's range of movement by how the costume is cut and restricted? In many cases, there is as much information that can be read in a costume as there is in a book or a manuscript.